Sources modern. Many children on both sides of the Atlantic grew up, as I did, on classic collections of the Greek myths by four enduringly popular Americans. Two were 19th century writers, Nathaniel Hawthorne, who gave us A Wonder Book for Boys and Girls and its sequel Tanglewood Tales, and his contemporary Thomas Bulfinch, whose compendious Bulfinch's Mythology has run through dozens and dozens of editions in its 150 years of life. The 20th century was dominated by the matchless Edith Hamilton's Mythology, Timeless Tales of Gods and Heroes, which is still happily in print, and by Bernard Evslin's evergreen Heroes, Gods and Monsters of the Greek Myths. British equivalents included Charles and Mary Lamb's The Adventures of Ulysses and L.S. Hyde's Favourite Greek Myths, this last being a great favourite of mine when I was a boy. Estimable as all of these were and still are, they tend shyly to skirt round or bowdlerise the erotic and violent episodes that form such an essential part of the Greek mythic world. The poet and novelist Robert Graves had no such compunctions, but his two eccentrically structured and narrated volumes of The Greek Myths, while meticulous, scholarly, and inspiring, chart a more literary and mythographical course, often with a view to highlighting his obsession with cults of the white goddess. The approach of James Frazer and those who came after, including Joseph Campbell, valuable as they are, also have other, more general, academic, psychological, comparative, and anthropological fish to fry. Online these days, there are plenty of sites devoted to helping the young find Greek myth, though you may feel like a lie-down after reading those that describe Cadmus as a homie, Hermes as cool, and Hades as a dude with issues.